You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and thank you so much for joining us. As always, we begin with a little prayer, and so let's bow our heads together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we really want to pray, we must first learn to listen, for in the silence of the heart, God speaks. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll be celebrating the feast day of St. Vincent Pallotti. And so blessings to him and to all who are going to celebrate the feast of St. Vincent Pallotti. Some may ask, who is that? Well, he and his charism are the reason why the Catholic Apostolate Center exists. He was a priest of the Diocese of Rome in the first half of the 19th century, and his ministry spanned the poor to popes even. It did not matter what a person was, but who the person was, an image and a likeness of God, the infinite love. He saw all people as gifted by God with talents that were meant to be shared. Isn't that beautiful, everyone? And God has blessed us all with a gift, a talent of patience or of understanding, of honesty, a gift of a good listener, so many things, and forget the arts and sports and creative and math and science. But God, I agree, every one of us has been gifted by God with a talent that really should be shared. And so on August the 9th in 1835, St. Vincent Pallotti was inspired to found the Union of Catholic Apostolate, a collaborative association of lay people, religious and clergy, who were called to assist in the missionary efforts of the church through all apostolic methods and means to revive, to maintain and increase the faith of Catholics and be an institution of universal charity. Well, over time, a community of priests and brothers and communities of sisters developed as well. Members of the Union of Catholic Apostolate are now in over 50 countries around the world. The Catholic Apostolate Center, a ministry of Pallotti's community of priests and brothers, is a 21st century expression of his charism that works to revive faith, rekindle charity, and form apostles. Well, looking the other way when others were in need was not possible for Pallotti, and his life calls all, particularly Catholics, to be more than simply passive participants in the faith. Instead, we are called to be apostles sent by Jesus Christ into the world to spread the gospel and charitably bring healing and consolation in the midst of brokenness and suffering. The most vulnerable and need were closest to the heart of St. Vincent Pallotti. And he and his companions went into the streets of Rome to care for them day after day and night after night. On January 22nd in 1850, he died from a respiratory illness because he had braved the elements to continue his work after giving away his cloak to a poor elderly woman on a cold, rainy night. That really doesn't suffice us, does it, everyone? No. Well, St. Vincent Pallotti understood well what Pope Francis teaches us today. Jesus the evangelizer par excellence and the gospel in person identifies especially with the little ones. This reminds us Christians that we are called to care for the vulnerable of the earth. So today the Union of Catholic Apostolate in the United States is composed of the Pallottine Fathers and Brothers, the Pallottine Sisters, the Pallottine Missionary Sisters, and by various groups of engaged laity. Well, to his apostolic zeal must be ascribed the foundation of the Pious Society of Missions called the Pallottine Fathers. And so, of course, the whole purpose of the society is to arouse faith and charity among Catholics. So Vincent placed his organization under the protection of the Immaculate Mother of God and under perfect submission to the Holy See. God glorified his humble servant by the gift of miracles, both during his lifetime and after his death in 1850. There was a strange and marvelous scent, a heavenly perfume that was noted about the saint's body and in his room at the time of his death. That scent lingered in the room in which he had died for a month. Even through the window to the room was left open. St. Vincent Pallotti was comparatively young when he was called to eternity, but in that short span he accumulated a wealth of merits. He was beatified in 1950 and canonized in 1963. The body of St. Vincent Pallotti was exhumed in 1906 and 1950, and his body was found to be completely incorrupt. In his time of his death was the kind of death we should all pray to have. He received the last rites, reciting the words with the priest, administering it. He blessed his little community and encouraged them to perseverance. Do you know what a beautiful feast there is tomorrow? It is the wedding feast of the Mother of God, and there will be great joy in heaven tomorrow. He was referring to the Feast of the Espousals of Our Lady on January 23rd, of special significance to him because he was mystically wedded to that great spouse. His spiritual sons tried to induce him to stay in this life. After all, he had cured so many others. My God, please, please let me go to wherever God wills," he said. He fell further into the bed and repeated, "Please, please let me go to wherever God wills." Half an hour later, and after once again receiving sacramental absolution, he died. That night, while she was weeping in her room, Elisabetta Sanna saw a vision of Don Vincenzo. He was clinging to the crucified Redeemer, whose sacred wounds shed a light of glory around Pallotti. The incorruptible bodies of saints are a consoling sign of Christ's victory over death, a confirmation of the dogma of the resurrection of the body, a sign that the saints are still with us in the mystical body of Christ, and proof of the truth of the Catholic faith. For only in the Catholic faith do we find this phenomenon. Here is a prayer by St. Vincent Pallotti. It is a prayer to Jesus in the Eucharist. Jesus in the Eucharist, our God and King. Jesus in the Eucharist, our Creator and Redeemer. Jesus in the Eucharist, our Physician and our Medicine. Jesus in the Eucharist, our Food and our Grace. Jesus in the Eucharist, our Greatest Good and Happiness. Jesus in the Eucharist, infinitely loving and worthy of love. Jesus in the Eucharist, you are the greatest, most holy of our mysteries. Saint Vincent Pallotti, pray for us. So beautiful, brothers and sisters. Well, I just thought it would be nice to celebrate Saint Vincent Pallotti. You know, the spirituality of Saint Vincent Pallotti has a Marian touch, doesn't it? So the essential element of Saint Vincent's spiritual journey is through Mary to Jesus. The most important task of Mary's life is to bring Christ to the world. And she is interested in bringing Christ into the hearts of every believer and making him or her mature in Christ. Therefore, Saint Vincent encouraged all types of people, whether they were sinful, tepid, or half-hearted, and the fervent person, to go to Mary, that they all may find their proper way to reach Jesus. Mary offers refuge and helps them to make peace with the crucified Lord, who was crucified for their sins. And thus Mary wishes all groups of people would give their hearts to her, so that she can bring about the needed transformation in them. We all need a little work, don't we, brothers and sisters? We're not there yet, are we? We may, some of us, I wouldn't want to think that any of us feel that we're already there, because none of us are perfect. We still sin, but we have our beautiful Blessed Mother to intercede for us on our behalf to her precious Son, Jesus, to help us, to guide us, to nurture us, to open our eyes, and to praise and give glory and honor to our God Almighty. So think about it this way, brothers and sisters. She can transform through her. Jesus can transform all of us. Do you acknowledge Mary as the way to lead you to Jesus? Do you believe that with Mary's help, you can truly know Jesus? Not only would I pray for myself, but for everyone, that they would reap an infinitely great fruit. For Saint Vincent Pallotti, prayer is the means of divine grace. God desires that a Christian is open to the gift of grace through prayer. God is ever ready to bestow upon the human person the treasure of his grace. But a person, through prayer, must reach out to God, opening himself to him. And according to Saint Vincent Pallotti, prayer is the essential condition that is most conducive to receiving the grace of God. Saint Vincent, analyzing the spiritual state of a person, said that if a person is caught up in a spiritual misery and meaninglessness, it is because of two reasons. Either he does not pray at all, or he does not pray as he should. And thus, the wealth of a person's spiritual life depends on the manner in which a person prays. A person finds himself in a state of spiritual poverty if he neglects and ignores prayer in his life. Just think about it, brothers and sisters. If you don't say the Divine Mercy, or you don't say your rosary, and at times it happens to me, and I walk away hungry. I walk away empty if I don't do that. It's like something's missing in the day. Something is missing. Something's not right. And that's what it is. St. Vincent had the habit, as a young person, he had the habit of frequent repetition of fervent prayers. His sincere commitment to prayer is the reason for his sanctity. So, do we acknowledge prayer as a means to the grace of God? And do we take time to pray so as to reach out to God's presence? What concrete steps do we need to take in order to grow in our prayer life and open our life to God's grace? The attitudes of spiritual childhood and simplicity St. Vincent Pallotti practiced devotedly made him surrender his being and his having to God. There was nothing in his life which he had to hide from God. The totality of his life was completely transparent before God. His life was an open book, and it was always available to God. Every action of St. Vincent was done in accordance with God's plan for him. There was nothing in thoughts and words and deeds that did not correspond to the divine plan. He acknowledged that if God did not want to enter into a relationship with St. Vincent, he would neither have the courage to invoke God nor enter into a relationship with him. He experienced the totality of himself in God and God in himself. So we have to make a total surrender of ourselves to God, like St. Vincent. We have to become more transparent before God and to help and ask God to guide our life according to God's plan and to use our spiritual life, our own spiritual lives, to God's plan. So, a person, according to St. Vincent Pallotti, a person experiences glory only through the cross. No one can think of reaching the state of glory without going through the state of suffering and tribulations. This is very clear from the life of Jesus himself. His suffering and death are preludes to his resurrection. His suffering and death, the glory of the resurrection comes about as the consequence of his suffering and death. Therefore, for St. Vincent, in order for a person to become worthy of the glory of God's kingdom, he must become the image of the crucified Lord Jesus, meaning that he accepts tribulations and hardships in his life in imitation of Jesus. Jesus encountered sufferings throughout his life and during his public ministry, despite his goodwill towards the Jewish leadership. They wait for opportunities to find fault with him. And towards the last days of Jesus' life, he willingly accepts mental agony and physical pain. St. Vincent's invitation to become the image of the crucified implies that a person is ready to accept joyfully and live courageously the sufferings of the human situation in the spirit with which Jesus accepted his sufferings and lived them. Let's say the Apostles' Creed, brothers and sisters, and then we'll do the Memore. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary. We'll do that, and then we'll head for a closing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father Almighty. And from there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we turn to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, do not despise our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, I hope you enjoyed. I just tell you, the Catholic Apostolate Center has been in partnership with the Catholic Volunteer Network since 2012 to enhance the resources of the St. Vincent Pallotti Center. And with the Catholic Volunteer Network, they continue to produce shared visions and staying connected. There are two resources, as well as What's Next Notebook and the Job Bank. They've also developed other new resources, including Lenten and Advent Reflection Guides. So you can check them out on the internet. Just look under St. Vincent Pallotti Center and you will find it. Brothers and sisters, I hope you enjoyed today's special broadcast on the Feast of St. Vincent Pallotti, someone that healed a lot of people, and he performed miracles. And of course, we all know where those miracles are given to him, through the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters, I thank you so much for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you next time here on Radio Maria. And I know that we have a few minutes, and I'm sure that our good program director, Alex Diaz, will play some beautiful music to finish this lovely broadcast. God bless you all, and thank you so much for being with me today. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and you've been listening to The Father's Quilt.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had